This is Fresh Air. I'm David Bianculli, TV critic for the New York Daily News, sitting in for Terry Gross. Today on Fresh Air, we're continuing our hard rock and heavy metal series, starting with a visit with two members of Spinal Tap, Christopher Guest and Michael McKean. It's hard to believe that the rock mockumentary This Is Spinal Tap is 23 years old now, because it still seems so fresh, and its satire of overly earnest heavy metal rockers seems just as spot on. Christopher Guest co-wrote and co-starred in the film as Nigel Tufnell. In this scene, he's showing off his guitar collection to Rob Reiner, who plays the director of a documentary about the band.
Do you play all? I mean, do you actually play all these, or?
Well, I play them and I cherish them. Mm-hmm. This is the top of the heap right here. There's no question about it. Look at the flame on that one.
Yes.
Look, I mean, it's quite unbelievable. It's perfect, 1959, you know, it just, you can, listen.
How much is this?
Just listen for a minute. Listen to it.
I'm not hearing anything.
You would, though, if it were playing, because
yeah.
It really, it's famous for its sustain. I mean, you can
yeah.
just hold it.
Well, I mean, so you'd have to play.
You can go and have a bite. No, you'd still
yeah.
be hearing that one.
Yeah.
Can you hold this a sec?
You sure?
This is a top to, you know, what we use on stage, but it's very, very special because if you can see,
yeah,
the numbers all go to 11. Look, right across the board, 11,
oh,
11,
and most of
11,
these
and then
amps go up to 10.
Exactly.
Does that mean it's louder? Is it any louder?
Well, it's one louder, isn't it? It's not 10. You see, most blokes, you know, be playing at 10. You're on 10 here, all the way up, all the way up,
yeah.
all the way up. You're on 10 on your guitar. Where can you go from there? Where?
I don't know.
Nowhere, exactly. What we do is if we need that extra push over the cliff, you know what we do?
Put it up to 11.
11, exactly. One louder.
Why don't you just make 10 louder and make 10 be the top number and make that a little louder?
These go to 11.
Christopher Guest, like his Spinal Tap bandmates Michael McKean and Harry Shearer, is a former cast member of Saturday Night Live. Terry spoke with Christopher Guest in 1989 and asked how he developed his Spinal Tap character of Nigel.
I had spent time in England. My dad is English, and although he's not that kind of English. And I'd been playing music with Michael McKean for many years in bands in New York and elsewhere. And I started developing this guy, I guess, in the mid-70s and fooling around with the idea of playing somebody like this. And then when I was living at this hotel in Los Angeles when I first moved out there called the Chateau Marmont, I saw a band arrive. I was standing at the desk for some reason, and this heavy metal band showed up to stay there. And there was a great scene that sort of prompted this whole movie for me, which was the bass player couldn't find his instrument. They were checking in, and the manager said,
you know, where's your bass?
And he said, I don't know. I think I left it at the airport.
You left your bass at the airport?
Yeah, well, I don't know where it is, do I? And this was played out of about 15 minutes where he was in such a daze, he didn't even know where his instrument was. And it was I got very inspired by that little moment of pathos, I guess.
I want to play a very short clip from the movie, and this is part of the film where the director, Rob Reiner, is interviewing you.
Do you feel that in collaboration with David, that you are afforded the opportunity to express yourself musically the way you would like to?
Well, I think I do, you know, in my solos.
Yeah.
My solos are my trademark.
Well, that's a great solo you're playing there. Did you do your own music for the film?
Yes, we did. That was played live, in fact, at a venue. I think it was in the Valley. We shot at a number of different theaters. Yes, Michael McKean and Harry Shearer and I wrote all the music and played it and produced the album subsequently. And then we went on an actual tour of America after the film had come out. Yeah, it was a lot of fun.
What were some of the stadium rock gestures that you knew you wanted to get in your character?
Well, I mean, we went to see a bunch of heavy metal bands, and we actually started playing around L.A. even before we started shooting the film, just to see what that was like. And they're rather limited. I mean, this isn't, you know, like a repertory company thing happening here. I mean, it's either you're shoving your fist in the air or you're grabbing your groin. It's kind of one or the other. And You turn around and you kind of moon people and you stick your tongue out. And it just kind of comes naturally when you're standing in front of a lot of people. The last gig we played was in Seattle. There were 15,000 people. And then it was that weird thing where the line is now being crossed into reality because they were screaming and jumping up and down. And we thought, well, is this real now?
Did you ever study music?
Apparently, yeah. I went to the High School of Music and Art in New York City. I studied classical music and eventually started getting into country music, the natural progression, of course, from studying clarinet. I started playing the mandolin and I played guitar with Arlo Guthrie because we went to the same school. And then I started playing in bluegrass bands and then rock and roll after that.
You've done so many parodies of rock songs and rock bands. Did you ever have a fantasy of being a rock star yourself?
I don't know. Maybe very early on, maybe when I was, 15 or something. I guess when you're playing in a band, you must think that. But I also remember thinking, the Beatles had come out and I was just starting to play. And I remember thinking, well, there's just no way. I mean, this is just too hard to follow here. And I'd always done funny things, I suppose, or comedy in some sense, even from when I was small. And it just naturally evolved that I was going to combine that with music. So that just then had its own life, where I would combine two things I liked, playing music and comedy.
Okay. Well, thank you very much for talking with us.
Thank you very much for having me.
Christopher Guest, speaking to Terry Gross in 1989.